Welcome to the beautiful grounds of the Dawes Arboretum. Our mission is to enrich lives through the conservation of trees and nature. An arboretum is an outdoor museum for trees. We were founded in 1929 by Bertie and Beeman Dawes. We now cultivate and display more than 16,000 trees and shrubs, and that requires land nearly 2,000 acres. This auto tour will give you a glimpse of about 350 of those acres. Look for a green-roofed log cabin in the woods on your left. That shady summer retreat was built by our founders in the 1920s. It has since been converted to a sugar shack. Come back for a visit in late February. That is when the sap begins to course through the sugar maple trees and we demonstrate the art of making maple syrup. Off to your right stands one of the largest collections of hollies in the United States. Picture a holly stem. Do you envision a stake of green leaves and red berries covered in white snow? Well, that iconic winter decoration comes from the tall evergreen American holly trees that you see here. To your right are some American beech trees that were growing here long before this was an arboretum. The American beech has unusually smooth gray bark. Its long, flared trunk looks like the foot of an elephant. Again on your right stands the National Horse Chestnut and Buckeye Collection. Some of these have been collected from the wild. By collecting seed from natural populations, we are conserving their genetics. Should these trees become rare in the wild, we will have mature specimens preserved here at the Arboretum. The nuts and seeds from these trees may hold the key to the repopulation of the species. The slope on the left displays the flowering shrub collection. In spring, look for the blossoms of lilac, serviceberry, and dogwood. To continue the tour, keep straight. To exit the Arboretum, turn onto the bypass ahead on your left. Approximately one-third of the Arboretum's 2,000 acres of land are in these plant collections. Collections include plants that are mapped, labeled, and inventoried on a regular basis. Are you or someone you know looking to add trees to your landscape? Well, get out, park, and wander the trails and lawns through any collection. See what catches your eye and find its name on the label. You can even use the search and find features at our website, dawesarb.org, or on our app. As each plant is transformed through the seasons, no 2 days are the same here. Can you guess why some plants are caged? Well, it has to do with the largest mammal that roams our grounds, the white-tailed deer. Deer eat many of our plants and rub their antlers against the branches. If we can protect the youngest, most tender shoots near the base of the plant, it can become established before offering its buffet. You are now passing the largest hedge lettering in North America. The word Dawes was planted in 1930. Arboretum was planted in 1942. Originally, Beeman Dawes planted the hedge in what is called American arborvitae. That plant can get to be 20 feet tall and 12 to 15 feet wide. If you're familiar with arborvitae, you may recognize that heavy, wet snow or ice tends to bend and break the branches. So, in the late 1980s, the old ones were taken out. A nursery grew about 3,500 Woodward arborvitae plants for us. Woodward is a dwarf form that gets only about 8 feet tall and 8 feet wide. Voles, which are mouse-like little rodents, love to nibble on the bark. This sometimes results in brown and dead branches. Well, how do we mow the inside of the letters, like the O and the B? At one time, we could pick up a mower and put it on the other side. The hedges are too big for that now. Staff members have to crawl through with a weed eater and trim the inside of the letters. It's a long day's job. If you wish, pause this tour to park and climb the observation tower. Past the tower, you're now entering the conifer collection. This collection has been designated as a reference garden by the American Conifer Society. The Society recognizes this exemplary garden for its numerous specimens, accurate labeling, and continual care. Conifers are trees that produce seed-bearing cones. Conifer needles present a colorful show year-round. Can you find shades of lime green, dark green, gold, blue, and gray? There are very few natural lakes in central Ohio. Although Beeman Dawes did not live to see Dawes Lake, it was part of his vision for the Arboretum at its founding. His son, Beeman Dawes Jr., oversaw the construction of the lake in 1956. It was then stocked with bluegill, bass, and catfish. Members of the Dawes Arboretum are permitted to catch and release fish from the lake. Other benefits of membership include free admission, the quarterly newsletter, Arboretum discounts, and reciprocal benefits at more than 300 gardens in North America. Visit our website for more details. On your left, beyond the parking area, are some ground cover shrubs called junipers. Farther on the left, look for a tree with unusual white, lacy bark. This is the Silver Ghost Lacebark Pine. Doesn't it appear that the bark was painted by an artist? It is a type of pine tree. Lace bark refers to the pattern on the bark, and Silver Ghost refers to the color. On the right, after the next bend, we come to Buckeye 17. What do you think is the significance between that number and a buckeye tree? The Ohio buckeye is our state tree. And of our now 50 states, Ohio was the 17th state admitted to the Union. Do you see how the buckeye trees on the right were planted to form the shape of the number 17? Make a sharp right at the bend in the road, keeping the kiosk sign on your left. The lane is named Pershing Avenue after military leader and six-star general of the armies, John J. Pershing. He dedicated a tree at this location in 1929. At first, the road was planted with American elms for a canopy effect, but Dutch elm disease destroyed the trees by 1960. Today, Pershing Avenue is lined with a variety of large tree species, so one disease cannot destroy all of the trees. It also features trees dedicated to military service units and other individuals who served our country. More than 100 trees have been dedicated at the Dawes Arboretum since 1927. Other notable dedicators include Orville Wright, John Glenn, Jack Hanna, and Archie Griffin. On your left is the Beard Green Cemetery. This cemetery predates the Arboretum. This is the resting place of some of the first European settlers in the area from the Beard and Green families. The American flags indicate graves for veterans of the Revolutionary War and later conflicts. This remains an active cemetery. It is owned by the Beard Green Cemetery Commission. From here, you may notice road traffic on State Route 13. Did you know that the property on the other side of that state route is also part of the Dawes Arboretum? About 3 miles of more rustic trails venture past a pond, a mound attributed to the Hopewell culture, and a plot of American chestnut trees. From this large parking area, look for the signs on the right that direct hikers toward a tunnel under the road. At the wooden boardwalk to the right of the parking lot is our famous cypress swamp, planted in 1928 through 1930. The trees have gotten to be 80 feet tall. The wooden knees that you'll see have come off the root system because it's so wet. The younger trees are all seedlings from those trees. So we have a reproducing bald cypress swamp. We choose to share the story of the Dawes Arboretum to enhance your experience today. This is a beautiful place with no 2 days looking the same. Thank you for joining us as we carry on the work of our founders to enrich lives through the conservation of trees and nature. To stop in the Visitor Center, park here and walk to the left of the gatehouse. In the Visitor Center, you'll find restrooms, information, friendly, helpful staff, a Discovery Center, and Dawswood gifts. To tour the north loop of the auto tour, turn left at the four-way stop by the gatehouse, When you reach the roundabout, take the first exit to the right.